live, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out this hour by talking, well, first to you if you make your, make a call. But otherwise, Mark, you've got a story about teenagers and a website involving revenge. Teenagers getting revenge on one another?
Yeah, this is...
What is this?
It's really nutty. First off, it comes out of Australia, so it gives you some idea that there's different laws as far as freedom of speech, and I don't know all the specifics.
Oh, speaking of other countries, before we get into that, Ziggy had called last hour to claim that the Switzerland government was smaller, as far as by a GDP comparison, than the U.S. government. And according to Wikipedia, take that for what it's worth, there's a citation for this. They have a list of all of the countries in the world, and their total tax revenue is a percentage of the gross domestic product.
Okay.
So looking at that list, and they have three different sources, but the first one is the one that's most filled in. They claim that Switzerland takes 30.1% in tax revenue as far as gross compared to gross domestic product, whereas the U.S. it's 28.2%.
Let's not forget that in the U.S. you have a higher load. In that, I don't know what the Swiss cities do, but there aren't Swiss states. So if you're
if you got a city tax and a state tax,
are they just considering federal taxes? Is that the idea?
Right, they're considering federal taxes, and in this country where I think there are only like 4 or 5 or 6 states out of 50 that don't have an income tax, you have to take that in consideration.
Well, and the ones that don't have income tax have other taxes.
And
I really hate when people get too hung up on income tax. It's just one little way that we're taxed.
What about regulations?
I shouldn't say little, but, you know.
Absolutely true.
You can't even calculate that one.
I can see if they have the more rigorous democratic system there than we do here, I see some advantages and some disadvantages to that. I for one, have a problem with democracy. If 51% of the people can vote for something, there's certainly a time in this nation when 51% of the people thought it was a good idea to own slaves.
Yeah.
It's 51% doesn't mean anything necessarily good just because 51% of the people want it. I mean, at that point, 51% of people could say, hey, let's get all of our tax revenue from the 49% of most wealthy people in the country.
I didn't want to derail things too much, but I just wanted to point out that just by that number, Ziggy was not correct.
Well, there's also something I hear that Switzerland has a complex federalistic political structure. The Swiss tax system is very simple and the fiscal administration rather efficient.
Whatever that means.
Well, it's... Right, comparative to Democrat, comparative to countries all over the earth, perhaps it's a little more efficient. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow.
So, teenagers, revenge, Australian website.
I hear Liechtenstein's a little better.
Okay.
Okay, let me go on here from news.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
The call to shut down teen revenge website. The man behind a vicious website used by cowards... To harass, it's not a biased article or anything from the Herald Sun, to harass Victorian teenage girls, and these Victorian teenage girls live in Victoria, they're not from...
Oh, I was going to say, did they dress as Victorian age women?
I knew that was going to be you were going to get confused.
That's what, immediately when I heard that, I thought they had umbrellas and really frilly things that they...
He has dared the authorities to take action. Milton, website designer Andrew Pallant claims his site, which has more than 1,300 posts. Ooh-wee. How many do we have on the BBS?
450,000?
Okay. 1,300 posts containing unsubstantiated, often vulgar allegations is designed to protect the freedom of speech. It's a good thing. It's a good thing he's out there with this tiny little website protecting the freedom of speech.
Hey, good for him.
The site, which has been operating for more than a year despite repeated complaints, invites people to vent their fury about anyone from ex-girlfriends to teachers to police and police informants, the Herald Sun reports.
People get mad. Let them vent.
There's a lot of there's violence, threats of violence on the site.
Oh, no.
A lot of it.
Okay.
Just saying. Many of the victims are teenage girls who have had their name, photo, and phone numbers posted, accompanied by invitations to bombard them with abusive phone calls and text messages or ask them for sex. So it's the equivalent of bathroom, you know, writing on walls and things
like
that.
Or a good time call.
Yeah, and it's.
You mean those aren't? Wait a minute. You mean those aren't really horny guys that write those?
You mean there aren't writing about girls that would likely be compliant?
Right. You're saying that there are a lot of those are cranks, basically, somebody writing someone else's phone number up there?
Yeah, likely that it's not even a girl's number if it's on a bathroom wall.
That's what I was saying. You're telling me they're not horny guys?
Or it's a girl that some guy's mad at.
Right. One of those two. So anyway.
Have you ever called one of those numbers, Mark?
Never. Mr. Perron posts the site, which is...
Have you ever called
no.
one?
No.
Okay.
Which has caused chaos in Western Victoria. It gets about 3,000 hits a month. It's just about to get a lot more. Although,
what was it called?
Just a second. They called it Pallant, but I don't know. That's his name. Milton. I don't know.
Melton? Well, that sounds like a name too.
Melton website like designer. Maybe that's the name of the city.
Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah. So
they're not giving the URL in the article.
Our listeners will have it by the time I'm done with this story.
Probably.
Yes. Although police have received complaints from parents and victims, they are powerless to prosecute Mr. Pallant or to close down the site. Victoria police do not have any authority to take any blanket action against the type of site, regardless of the location of the server, said the head of Victoria's police e-crime squad.
Well, maybe they will soon. I mean, if that were in Canada, they might very well be able to shut that website down. And, of course, there have been a lot of talk here in America about stopping so-called hate crimes. And one of the CBS reporters recently called for a ban or essentially to round up people that engage in so-called hate speech on the internet, and I imagine that a lot of the speech that you would read on this website could be classified as hatred.
Isn't the term cyberbullying?
Yep,
I hear that a lot. And it sounds like some of the things that they're describing. I mean, this sounds bad when you give someone's phone number out and say, "Call this person, harass them because they broke up with me,"
yep,
or something like that. But I think a lot of the cyberbullying that they're talking about is just hurting people's feelings online. And can you imagine the FTL BBS? Oh, my God, they crack down on it for cyberbullying.
Well, everybody's going to jail.
I think that threats of violence, I personally believe that that's where the one draws the line. I believe that it's a crime to threaten somebody with violence. And I wouldn't host that on my site.
But he is. Is it a crime to host it?
Host it? I don't know. Is it a crime to say it? Do you support the police going after people who say it online that...
I have a real tough time with that issue, right? Because if somebody just says something, nothing has actually occurred. Yeah, you could say that, well, you've caused psychic distress or whatever mental disorder that you're concerned and that's affecting your lifestyle and all that. And maybe you have
a issue of freedom.
Well, there's the issue of how sincere the threat is. And that's a complicated issue.
That's a complicated
issue.
I agree.
There's certainly, I think, people just say something in an emotional moment,
sure,
that everyone knows, oh, I'm going to kill you for that. And everyone pretty much knows that's nothing. But
that's where the arbitration, I think, should come in.
Yeah, you have to figure that out, because a sincere threat needs to be dealt with, I think. I mean, if there is some reasonable chance of it being a sincere threat, then...
But how do you deal with that?
At what point is it okay to defend yourself? I don't know. I mean...
I don't know. I mean, if somebody says that they're going to kill me, and then I react as a result of them doing that and, you know, in some way defend myself and then harm that person, who's at fault?
Well, it can be very complicated.
Right.
That's why I say...
Very, very complicated.
I think it could be just used as an excuse. Oh, he said he was going to kill me, and you know, and anyone who heard it might go, oh, it was an emotion. It was... You know, it's something that people say, obviously not meaning it. Literally.
You have to be able to prove your case. I mean, you'd have to be able to prove that so-and-so saying what they said was in reality, a real threat that had some leverage to it, if you will, or some legitimacy. How you would prove that, I don't know. And one thing I can say for sure, though, is the government system is a one-size-fits-all system, and it doesn't really have the ability to look at the
I would
different
not
aspects.
Trust them to resolve those sorts of disputes.
Absolutely not.
I would much rather see private courts resolving those sorts of things. They would be accountable. They would use much more restraint than a government court.
And they would be able to take all of the factors into account and make a decision based on what was being presented. And I don't know what those decisions would be. I don't know, would you deserve restitution if somebody had threatened you? And is it a significant difference between threatening someone over the over an email versus in person? I think so, but maybe not. It's hard to say how the marketplace would respond to that. But I certainly have, like you, Dale, do not trust the government to solve this problem. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free audiobooks. AudiblePodcast.com has them. They've got 60,000 audiobooks. You can try out anything that you that's on there. I mean, there's 60,000 books. There's pretty much everything that's out there on the bestsellers list these days. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Try it out today. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
And we continue here, 800-259-9231. So, Mark, there's a website in Australia where teenagers are posting angry messages, very vindictive toward one another. You broke up with a girlfriend. They are posting the girlfriend's home address and telephone number and encouraging people to prank call and do awful things. Apparently, there are threats of violence on here, people calling for the website to be shut down, the police saying, sorry, we can't do it.
Can't do it. Freedom of speech, baby.
Apparently, they have freedom of speech there in Australia, which I think is good news. And I think that when you've got freedom of speech, you have issues like this. You have nastiness. You have the KKK. You have the Black Panthers. You have these the hatred websites, if you will. And that's what you need to have. It needs to be out there.
Freedom of speech. The only way to have freedom of speech, you have to put up with unpopular speech.
It's
and the
not
more
gonna,
unpopular, you know.
It's not going to go away if you ban it. People aren't going to stop hating because you've made it illegal to hate.
It reduces some of the volume, at least for a while.
I think it might actually just raise all the drama about it, around it. But I think that also it's important to focus on who did something bad. If the website itself is not what's bad. If someone on there makes a real threat of violence that actually seems like a sincere threat, that's possibly something. Yeah, that's warrants an investigation.
What if it's an anonymous person that you can't identify and you want
well, then
want to get
what can you do about that anyway? I mean, I'm sorry. This is one of those things where it's like, you know, that doesn't. What does it do? I mean, now you know more than you knew before they posted it anonymously. If they were just going to go do something violent, you wouldn't have known anything.
Those are the people you got to be concerned about anyway. Really, the ones that aren't going to say anything.
I think that's large, by and large, true. But I think that there's, you know, if people are posting threats of violence on the internet, I find that to be a problem. Let me go on with the article.
Oh, there's more? Okay.
Much more.
Well, I don't know if we have time for it, but...
Cobden father of four, Peter Muffet, whose 15-year-old daughter has been abused on the site, whatever abused means, said, many teenagers have been defamed. I'm wild as a meat axe about it, and it's got to be dealt with one way or the other, said Mr. Muffet. If the police can't deal with it, then it'll be dealt with in another way, and nobody wants that.
That sounds like a threat.
These clowns need to be stopped.
So what's he going to do? Go attack the webmaster?
I don't know.
See, I think this is it. You know, you talked about the anonymous ostracism,
Ian. I mean, you're just jumping to a conclusion here.
Yeah, I know, but it sounded like a threat to me.
These people are threatening violence, Ian. How come you're jumping down Mr. Murphy's throat for something that could mean anything?
Just saying what it sounded like. That's all. He's criticizing people for saying threatening things, and he comes back with what sounded like a threat.
Sounds a little
That's
hypocritical,
because
doesn't
if somebody, it? If somebody threatens me with violence, it's possible I might use violence as a...
Well, it sounds very vague, though, the way he's doing it. He's not like saying, this person threatened my daughter, and I'm going to go find out. I mean, I would probably sympathize with him.
It sounded to me like he was angry at the website.
Yeah.
Not the individuals who are threatening.
He's talking about these clowns.
And it also it reminds me, you know, you mentioned anonymous people on their posting, and which is, what in the heck can you do about that? And I think people will flail. They will just, we've got to do something.
Yes.
Let's spend some tax money on this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't mean it's going
to
do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And the program could fail repeatedly, and that means spend more money on it, you know. I mean, people, and politicians will do something. I remember The Simpsons, they had a bear tax one time. The bear came into town one time. First time it ever happened in 100 years. Bear comes into town and wreaked a little havoc. They, you know, knocked it out, took it away. And they're like, everyone's like, we got to do something. So they started a bear tax. And then, you know, 6 months later, still no bears. So it must be working, you know. People have to do something. Politicians will do something. They will look busy and get tax money and drain money from the free economy. And people will just get into a tizzy to do something, and it just won't be any good.
Well, I think that it needs to be, you know, said here that this, you know, does cause problems. And I think in a town this size, and I think this is a smaller town from what I can tell, that, you know, as far as people go, as far as the webmaster goes, I'd just tell him I wouldn't do business with him at all.
That's the way to handle it.
But when you get that kind of animosity going, I think that some people will probably egg his house and do all kinds of things beyond that.
Egg the webmaster's house or the guy that was...
My guess.
Who knows? And not that I would say that that's an appropriate
I'm not saying
response.
It would be either, but I mean, you know.
It's a reality.
Right. I mean, if you're this guy and people feel threatened by the postings on your website and can't find any other face but your face, mm-hmm. you know, in a relatively small town, how comfortable are you going to be walking down the street at night?
Not very.
It's just, you know, I don't know anything else, but here's another Cobden teenager teenager who was asked not to be named said she'd been bombarded with hundreds of explicit text messages and was scared to leave her house after her contact deals were details were posted. Kind of stinks.
It really stinks. Is scary.
That's the kind of thing I would moderate. Someone posting personal information. Unless it's a public official, where their information's pretty much public anyway, and you're just letting people know, by the way, their contact information's on their website at this public office where they decided to start screwing you over in some way with their government powers, and then you post their information, that's totally acceptable because they put themselves in that position.
But
posting someone's contact info is the kind of thing I would moderate.
But you aren't running this forum. The guy running this forum is encouraging this kind of behavior. The purpose of the forum is to stir it up, right?
Yep. He says, I'm not responsible. The person who wrote that stuff is responsible.
He's right about
this. I didn't put the pen in someone's hand, and the police said they're powerless to do anything about it.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Keith is in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Keith.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say real quick that Dale is one of my favorite co-hosts.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up starting on the 25th. That's this coming Thursday.
You're going to tell them about my pancake breakfast on Tuesday morning, right?
No. Can you tell them about that right now?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
What's on your mind, Keith?
So,
go ahead.
The Free State Project is a private organization, but we also like freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. So there will be some religious gatherings of various religions, including a Christian gathering, a Jewish gathering. And the part that I'm especially happy about, a Quaker gathering.
Is this a first for the Porcupine Freedom Festival? Were there ever Quaker gatherings?
This is. You're absolutely right. This is a first. We've never had a Quaker gathering before.
I know that there were atheist gatherings in the past, so this will be different. And Keith, you've never been to a Quaker thing before, have you?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that
now. Will you be attending the Quaker gathering?
The Quaker gathering will be on Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning?
Yes.
I will not be there. I will be in Florida.
You're not going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Oh, the next Sunday. I'm sorry. I'm confused now. I was thinking it was the Sunday before Porcupine.
So you changed your plans quite abruptly there. Yes, Mark, you are going away tomorrow.
I won't be there on the Sunday before either.
Yeah, Mark is going away tomorrow for the next few days. So a variety of activities available. Keith, I don't know if you have more. So hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you and I and a handful of other liberty activists went to the local Quaker Meeting of Friends. Is that what they're called?
Yep.
Gathering of Friends? Yeah, it was very interesting. More on the way. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's NuRevOnline.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, dial toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away to you, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. As we continue, Keith is still on the line in New Hampshire. I had something else to share with us, so go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, actually, I'm very disturbed by what I just heard. Is it true that Mark will not be at Porkfest?
No,
he's
I was confused
up.
By I'm going to Florida for this weekend, and I will be at Porkfest for the Quaker meeting and the entire, you know, event.
Oh, cool. So you're leaving tomorrow.
God. Oh, thank God. Okay, so I just wanted to, people should check out the website. It has the full schedule, freestateproject.org.
Very good. Thanks, Keith, for the call tonight. We'll see you at Porkfest. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark is going to be taking a few days off. So our wonderful co-host will be sitting in the secondary seat. I think Sam's in tomorrow night. I believe Julia will be in on Saturday, Gardner Monday, and then I think Nick and Toby are coming in on Tuesday night. So we'll have a full Free Minds TV hosts crew on Tuesday night.
So who's going to sit in with Julia on Saturday?
Just me and Julia.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
Oh, come on now. We have fun together, Julia and I. It's a nice little couples thing to do. 1-800-259-9231.
She's so good with Gardner.
Yeah, she was great with Gardner. I agree with that. Anyway, let's continue here. You can call in about anything. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us. Now, this is old news for our West Virginia listeners. WVTS listeners are on board for the third hour of our weekday program. So if you guys have any comments on this, you're certainly welcome to chime in at 800-259-9231. But the West Virginia legislature, according to the newspaper.com, has concluded that ticket quotas exist. The West, this has been a subject of debate for a long time. And a lot of the cops will claim, oh, no, no, no. There's no quotas. No, no. We're just doing our job.
Do we get to call them liars now?
Well, at least in West Virginia, where the legislative auditor announced recently that a performance review of the West Virginia State Police found significant evidence that the agency imposes traffic ticket quotas to boost the number of citations issued. And, of course, if you boost the number of citations, that means that you boost the...
the revenue.
The amount of cash coming into the department.
Right. It's so obvious. And anybody who takes a moment to look at this will realize that this is just a revenue-generating mechanism that they have.
What are you talking about? It's about safety.
This is really kind words. Calling it revenue generation is really actually being kind.
It's about armed
highway robbery.
Yeah, really. That's what it is. Highway robbery. If in fact, the fines were about safety, then they would allow you to pick from a long list of approved not-for-profits that you could donate the money to. But no, they don't do that. They say give it to the state, to the bureaucrats. We're going to use it in a far less efficient fashion.
They'll retire on it. That's what they'll do with it. Nearly a third of all troopers involved in patrol duty statewide told the auditors that troopers are punished if they failed to generate a specific number of citations each month. In Troop 4, one of the six surveyed, 55% of the law enforcement officers admitted that they were under a ticket quota. 55% admitted it. The auditor confirmed this admission with documents, including a memo from troop commanders that ordered supervisors to impose the quota. The handwritten memo stated, effective immediately, anyone who does not have 100 minimum contacts in the highlighted areas should be given a performance appraisal at the end of the month or before if you see they aren't producing. 100 minimum per
what's a contact?
I mean, contacts, meaning you pull somebody over.
Well, so you could pull people over and then only issue warnings.
The emphasis on contacts, in effect, directed patrols away from rural areas and onto the highest volume roads to issue as many speeding tickets as possible. Here is the deal on our activity. A murder investigation is worth 1 point, and so is one citation. So if they want numbers up, they'll tell you to go out and write citations, a trooper told the state auditors, anonymously, of course. It all looks good on the outside. My goal a month is 50 contacts. Other troops are requiring 100. That's, you know, 3 per day if they're working every single day. And they're not.
Well, so three. I don't know how many days of they're working. It's a 30-day month. Let's say they're on for 20 of them. So 100 of those, 5 contacts a day.
Don't they normally work like 10, 12-hour days or something like that?
I don't know what their schedule is. I'm just coming up with some numbers that are easy to work with here. I wouldn't think that it would be too difficult to find 5 speeders in a day.
I think they work 4 10-hour days. Is usually how they work it. Plus, then they get overtime. So it would be 4 days per week for 16 days, 16, 18 days a month or something like that would be what they're working. So this concern was supported by statistics that showed the number of investigations and arrests for misdemeanors and felonies remained relatively static from 2003 to 2006. Yet over the same period, traffic citations grew sharply year after year. Despite the increase in ticketing, the rate of fatal road accidents did not change significantly. Oh, now that's an interesting reveal, isn't it?
Yeah.
That if they claim...
Not really surprise anyone, though. I mean, most of the people they're pulling over and getting tickets to were not really driving unsafely. It was all contrived.
Well, one of our
friends rolled, slowed down at a stop sign. It was clear as far as they could see, and they kept going, and they got a ticket for it. They weren't going to hit anyone.
That sounds like what happened the other night here in New Hampshire on the way back from, I think it was the movie night here in the Keene area. Mike Barsky, also known as Copbait, Barsky, was pulled over again, and this time it sounded like one of those situations where he had rolled through a stoplight, basically, that was, there's nobody around. You're on the way back from Winchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, every single night coming back from there, there's not a car in sight except for us,
right?
Leaving and going back to Keene.
So he used his own judgment. I'm retelling the story based on his Pork 411 call up here in New Hampshire. We've got a phone number that we can call if there's something happening we want to get the word out about. So he called as the cop was pulling him over and recorded some of the scene, and basically told the cop, look, I wasn't endangering anybody. I was driving safely. And, of course, she disagreed, issued a ticket. And I doubt Mike's going to pay, because that's something that the activists have been pretty good at as far as a consistent civil disobedience up here of whenever the government hands them some nonsense ticket, which has nothing to do with safety in any way, shape, or form, or a victim, or bringing harm to property or whatever, they'll just ignore it. And, I mean, they'll go to court and they'll tell the judge, look, I'm not paying. I'm not your piggy bank. I don't appreciate your...
That's why I drive like a granny, particularly coming back from Winchester, because those cops are so bored.
Yep.
I drive like a granny because if I do get a ticket, I'm not going to pay it.
The concern, according to the story here, again, fatal road accidents didn't change significantly, so it doesn't matter how many tickets they give out, people still drive the same damn way.
Right, and they're really, they do. Think about the speeding tickets you've gotten in your life.
Has it stopped you?
Right, sure. For a week or two, or maybe even a month or two.
You're looking over your shoulder.
You try to go the speed limit, and then you creep back up. You say, well, everybody goes at least 5 miles an hour over. And so you creep up to 5 miles an hour over, and then you're like, well, they really won't pull over anybody who is going over 11. And then you creep up to 10, and it just goes up. And, you know, there are places, absolutely, that speeding is dangerous. But the vast majority of places, people really do conduct themselves in a safe manner.
I've also heard, too, they haven't updated a lot of speed limits since there have been a lot of advances in automobiles and street construction and different things.
They set speed limits also for the lowest common denominator. I mean, the person who can barely see
over the steering wheel.
And barely see over the steering wheel.
And snow and a blizzard.
You know, if this was the case, speed limits, and they have this technology, would change during the daytime and at nighttime. They would be separate for different drivers. Now, that would get a bigger stretch, but, I mean, speed limits should be different for rainy conditions, sunny conditions. There's all kinds of conditions that these are based on, and they're not. They're based on revenue collection.
I've had people tailgating me because I'm going 5 to 10 miles over the speed limit, and I let them tailgate me. I'm not going over 10 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
Trippers who failed to keep their numbers high face serious punishment that affected both their salary and quality of life. In Troops 4 and 5, those who didn't issue 100 tickets. Oh, now that's okay. So there you go. Now they're calling 100 contacts 100 tickets now. So apparently a contact is a ticket issued. So those who did not issue 100 tickets received verbal counseling, negative performance appraisals, had their work schedules changed, meaning, oh, you're not issuing the right amount of tickets. Well, overnight shift for you, buddy. They had their schedules changed or were transferred involuntarily. Here, now you got to pick up with your family and move or drive 3 hours to work. More on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help.
But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The AMP program allows you to help get behind the show, get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can get on onto the AMP program for as little as $3 a month, any major credit card, and some alternative payment options, PayPal as well, all at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like the access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com, and I was so pleased to get an agreement from our 50th signed station. We have 48 stations that are on board with us as far as actually airing the show, and there are basically two that are in the hopper that have signed agreements but have yet to actually start airing the show. So we've got a new station that's going to be signing on here in August, early August, to take the show, which is pretty exciting. I won't say more than that because I don't want to jinx it. But all of this is possible because of your $3 a month, because of you, the amplifiers who have gotten behind the show and have gotten some perks at the same time. Amp.freetalklive.com. You know what? Dale is with us tonight from anarchyinyourhead.com. You told me earlier tonight that you've been getting some questions on your website. Mm-hmm. I hope that we get a chance to get to one of those. So pluck one out while we go to Tom, who's listening in West Virginia, to WVTS. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. This is Tom, the neocon.
Tom, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to let you know, everyone pretty much in the West Virginia, Charleston, West Virginia area knows that that's how it goes when it comes to state troopers, you know, when it comes to the tickets. You're more apt to get a ticket toward the end of the month. Everybody have that type of attitude. So it's always been, and that system has always been there, and it's just amazing that now they just now admit that that's how it goes.
Well, that's the reason I bring it up. As I said at the beginning of the story, I'm sure our West Virginia listeners already knew this, but there's been speculation for years about police departments and quotas, and so I bring it up just to let people know this does happen. And here's the evidence.
Every couple of years, they catch another state doing quotas again, and the reason for it is, essentially, the troopers are disincentivized to give tickets because they don't want to give tickets to their friends and families and the people in their community if they don't have to, if they weren't, if they didn't deserve it. But if they have to be incentivized to do their job, which is, I'm sorry to say, state trooper especially, is really just a fundraiser with a gun.
Yeah.
Right. if you have a good record, now I've found out personally that if you have a, I have a very clean record. I've never had a, haven't had a speeding ticket in over 10 years, and I was pulled over for going 40 and a 35, and I had my registration was lapsed, and I also had the seatbelt wasn't on.
Hey, I thought you neocons were all about law and order.
He's not a
neocon.
Listen,
I had a McCain sticker in the back window, so I think that may have got me out of the ticket.
Awesome. It's going to get you to hell, but it might have gotten you out of the ticket.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll get off here.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, you're not a neocon if you call yourself a neocon. Do they actually, does Dick Cheney call himself a neocon?
I don't know. Maybe they.
I thought it was a negative term. Maybe they're trying to take it back, like the word queer or something.
Or libertarian.
Yeah. They're trying to reclaim and take the bite out of the word by using it on themselves.
I haven't met too many people that call themselves neocons. Neocons is essentially Republicans with a more Democrat look at the at foreign policy. Democrats or Republicans were always the people's business.
That, from what I understand, the actual impression I got is a lot of the people who sort of got active in the Republican Party were originally Democrats. And in fact, we're Democrats in a lot of ways. Very socialist and stuff. And then they kind of changed their rhetoric, and you know, which doesn't surprise me if you look at how like Bush acted in during his whole two terms.
I don't think voting for McCain makes one a neocon. I think that we were presented with two really crappy choices for president, and if you decided to pick one of those choices and get behind that candidate with a bumper sticker or donating some money or anything like that, those are just decisions you made. They don't necessitate a label.
Let's continue here. Dale, you've been getting questions on your website recently. AnarchyInYourHead.com is the site. It's a cartoon website, though there are some essays that you'll post there from time to time as well. You get two cartoons per week, Wednesdays and Fridays, and they're good. It's good stuff. I highly recommend people go and take a look and vote at vote.anarchyinyourhead.com. Is that right?
That's right. That's
you can vote once per day.
Nice, easy-to-remember URL, which you inspired me with vote.freetalklive.com.
Well, glad we could.
But my vote is every day, unfortunately.
Well, I think there's an advantage to it because you can, you know, there's
get a habit.
It's fast. Yeah. It's even faster than vote.freetalklive.com, which is fast and easy.
No login, no verification. No email verification, no login required.
None of that.
Just check your IP address. If anyone from your IP address has not voted, you'll be able to vote.
All right, cool. So
every day.
So your website, you post a comic twice a week. And it's usually very poignant, and there, of course, are comments that people can post beneath them. And you've been getting emails and comments from people with some questions because you've started a new series as of, I think, today or yesterday. Where you have been, you're doing the 10?
Top 10 causes of menarchism.
So you've started with number 10?
Yeah.
And the questions have been coming in.
I've done a couple comics recently where I kind of poked fun at minarchists, so they've been in the spotlight lately.
Right, you've got a character that is, what's it, the prankster?
The prankster is, he's sort of a characteristic, sort of a stereotypical minarchist.
Oh, come on, you made it after me.
I know people like to say that, but, he's being equated with Mark now. But I'm not even sure Mark is a minarchist by my definition of the word. I'm still not completely sure. He's a really tough guy to figure out.
He's an enigma.
He's very deal with Ian on a regular basis.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, so what are some of the questions you've been getting here?
Well, some people are saying, well, first of all, I think a lot of people are getting, you know, there's disputes about what it really means to be minarchist. But the big one is, why are you picking on minarchists? You know, why don't you want to shrink the government? And in the meantime, you know, if you can't tell, you can get no government.
Well, I think
that's a big one. That's a big one. Why am I picking on minarchists? And I'm like... You know, it's a very good question, though, but I have good answers.
People need butts for jokes, and I'm sorry, you know, that's fine. You know, you learn to take a joke.
I mean, a lot of my friends are minarchists, you know. I like them. Their hearts are definitely in the right place. I think they're terribly misguided in, like, such a crucial way that we need to, and that way is so crucial in terms of us actually achieving a smaller government. So when people say, well, don't you want a smaller government? Absolutely. I want it to be smaller. I don't think we're going to get there by working, but I don't think we're going to get there as long as we say that we need government. I'm all for incremental change and things like that. And like, here's a question actually I was going to quote and reply to. It says, I guess my next question would be, this seems like a new reader, by the way. From the anarchist perspective, is minarchism viewed as a means toward a truly free market society or simply an end, a diluted compromise within itself? And that's a good question because people are asking, what does it mean? I'm talking about the philosophy, of course, like having a philosophy that there's a certain role for an authoritarian monopoly on violence in our lives. It's a very small one, but that it's there. And then I said, this particular anarchist sees minarchism as an impediment to all freedom, even an impediment to the smaller government that they claim to seek. More than a hardcore socialist, by describing government as the only way to be free, minarchism empowers the biggest tools of government for keeping us under its control, delusions and legitimacy. So these are people who are equating liberty with having an authoritarian monopoly on violence protecting our liberty, which is a paradox in itself. And that to me is what gets me, is that their hearts are in the right place, but there's this, you know, but they're hooked. They're hooked on this one thing, which is at the root of our problem.
Well,
you know, with government's intrusion into our lives in the first place.
In the defense of minarchists, and I understand the position you're coming from, that absolute liberty is absolute liberty. But if just maybe, like, entertain the possibility that absolute liberty could at least be, you know, thought of by people as a way to get less liberty. If, for instance, the only way for me to get liberty, to live in this world of absolute liberty is to live inside a compound with razor wire on top and heat-seeking missiles inside and, motion-detecting, machine guns, maybe liberty isn't as good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Are you talking about a society with no authoritarian monopoly on violence?
That's correct. A society?
Okay. That's very, very theoretical to me.
Yes.
I'm not interested in, I'm not sure, you have to understand that from my philosophy as a voluntarist, yeah, all interactions should be voluntary. You should never aggress against an innocent person. That makes an authoritarian.
But somebody's going to do that
makes
right?
Probably. An authoritarian monopoly on violence has to aggress against innocent people by its nature.
Sure.
So, and most of us realize that. And so my philosophy doesn't have anything to do with me saying, well, the only way we can be happy is to have no government at all. My philosophy is saying we have to oppose government if we're going to shrink it. You can't say we need it. You have to see it as the enemy and then recognize, okay, now how do we deal with that problem?
I think that's
the first step. You have to make that first step. If you don't withdraw your moral support from the idea that we can aggress against innocent people and that somehow makes us freer and better, then you cannot make the next steps that are necessary to actually shrink government and get less intrusion in our lives.
I think you can stand against government in certain areas while still say, you know, look, government intruding in this area is evil. But
government,
I think we need
is
to
evil, period.
It can't aggress against innocent.
Yeah, because it's aggressive against people. Well said tonight, Dale. And Mark, thanks for being here. Enjoy your vacation. We're going to have fun without you.
Go pound salt, your bud.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.